Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Saw a piece of news this morning that gave me an idea. The idea makes me laugh because I know that certain people would hate it so much, specifically Sean. But I don't know if you saw that Andrew Friedman, the president of the Los Angeles Dodgers, is actually advising Rob Pelinka and the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know if you knew about that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. Seems like a smart thing to do considering Andrew Friedman knows what he's doing and the Dodgers have been very successful. So maybe instead of Mr. Mara and Mr. Tisch relying on Joe Shane to help with the head coaching search, maybe Brian Cashman should come in and help out. I'm just saying.
No, that's not going to happen.
Why not? Well, Andrew Friedman's helping the Lakers. Why not?
I think, and I might be getting this wrong, but I do believe that Guggenheim just invested in the Lakers as well. They took a stake.
Oh, did they?
And that's why...
I thought it's about Mark Walter, who's becoming the new owner, like, as part of the transition from the Buss family. Like, yeah, he's bringing in people to help him.
But that's the guy from Guggenheim?
Mark Walter? Yeah. I think he is, actually. So I think you are right about
Mark
that.
Mark Walter, yeah. He leads that firm. But he's also owns the Dodgers.
No, I got you. So but Andrew Friedman is, like, the best team president in baseball. I know the Dodgers have a lot of money, but he's made the right decisions.
Well, it's just like the...
And apparently his specific job is helping Rob Pelinka, who's picking the players.
This was the same thing with the New Orleans Saints, mm-hmm. right? The New Orleans Saints also own the New Orleans Pelicans.
Right.
And it kind of shares... front office people.
Gotcha.
So it's kind of the same thing.
You don't think that if John Mara picked up the phone, called Hal, and said, look, Hal, need a favor? Hal's like, yeah, what's up? And he's like, can I borrow cash? And Hal's like, I'm not giving out money. No, I meant Brian Cashman. Can he help me with this coaching search? Because God knows right. I can't trust Joe Shane.
Right.
Would you not be in favor of that, Sean? I mean, Brian's done a great job.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Come on.
Are you kidding me?
Really?
He hasn't even gotten the Yankee manager job. Like, we don't. I mean, at least we don't even know. We, you know.
As soon as I read the Andrew Friedman story, I did think of that. I was like, would a sports team in New York call up Brian Cashman and say, "Help us out"?
What is he going to give the kickers torpedo cleats?
There's no monetary connection. That's why. That's the way it is.
Did you see Brian Cashman? He does a really cool thing every year. He does this sleep out, but it's for charity. And so, as he's doing this sleep out, where he goes in a what's that thing that you sleep in? A sleeping bag? A sleeping bag. I was about to call it a body bag, and that would have been a mistake.
You mean a tent?
No, a sleeping bag. Literally, he goes to sleep in a sleeping bag.
Oh, okay. So yeah. He just is in a sleeping bag outside.
He's in a sleeping bag outside. He does this for charity. It's a great charity, but he meets the media beforehand. Mm-hmm. So he answered questions for the very first time about the Trent Grisham thing.
Right.
So I thought some of the answers were pretty interesting, and we'll see if it makes the Yankee fan feel better, because as you know, some Yankee fans were not happy with the fact that Trent Grisham was offered the qualifying offer and then accepted it. So one of the questions to Brian was, were you surprised? Like, did you expect Trent Grisham to accept the qualifying offer?
Kind of thought 50-50 going into it. We made the offer. We wouldn't have been surprised if he turned it down because it's a very weak outfield market. But he's behind Tucker and Bellinger, and those will take more time. And once they get signed, then obviously that's when the vacuum of the teams that lost out would then, you know, start engaging fully. So he'd have to wait on that. So sitting at 20, looking at $22 million, do I wait and bet on door number two? So it was one of those, like, it was a close call. We made the offer because we thought if he takes it, we'd be fine. If he took it, that we'd be excited that he was coming back, because we believe he's capable of replicating what he did this past year. But I wasn't surprised he took it. I wouldn't have been surprised if he didn't take it either. And I would understand both. I would have understood both ways.
That's why anyone who thinks like the Yankees were shocked, they weren't shocked. Mm-hmm. It always made sense for Trent Grisham to accept it.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's going to get looked at. He would have gotten looked at in free agency, but he wouldn't have gotten close to making that money.
He wouldn't have, but a point that Brian made, and I made this point to Sean, it didn't sway him or make him feel any better, was if Trent Grisham reproduces the numbers he had a year ago, in which he had 34 home runs and had an 800 OPS, he is worth $22 million a year.
Right.
For 1 year? Like, that's a $22 million ball
play. The issue is what Sean brought up a couple days ago when we first started talking about this, is that it blocks the pathway for some of the young players.
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because Brian Cashman was asked about this move and how it may impact other moves they make. Listen to this and tell me if you feel better or worse based on what Brian Cashman's response was to the way the rest of the offseason and the outfield may look like.
I mean, it gives us a little bit more comfort going in, because now, instead of being the two outfielders down, you know, we have the kids, Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones. Now we have Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones competing, and we have Grisham and we have Judge, right? Before that, there was, you know, it was just Judge and the two kids, which was a lot of uncertainty. Now we have a lot more certainty. And so I can play with making it more certainty by bringing another free agent, if we can find the matches we want, or a trade. Or if not, the fallback would be those worst case scenario, those two kids fight it out and may the best person win, and see where that takes us too. So, so Grisham coming gives us some security and comfort right now that one big piece is already taken care of, and the other piece is yet to be determined.
I draw a major conclusion from that statement.
Which is?
He does not believe in Jason Dominguez and Spencer Jones.
Yeah.
And the reason I say that is because he said the fallback option, as in, not ideal, the fallback option is Spencer Jones and Jason Dominguez competing for an outfield spot. That's the fallback option, which to some Yankee fans would be something you'd want to see. His ideal option is either re-signing Cody Bellinger or signing Kyle Tucker. How do I know that? Because he just besmirched the entire outfield market. Right. He said it's all crap after Bellinger, Tucker, and Grisham.
Yeah, it's so not worth it. They're not taking a risk on somebody in the outfield.
He's not signing someone not named Tucker and Bellinger. He's either not signing both and trying to trade for an outfielder, or it's the fallback option, his words, not mine, that they end up with the kids competing for an outfield spot. So what I take from that is he doesn't really believe in Dominguez and Spencer Jones.
I don't
Jones.
Know if it's that. I don't know if he doesn't believe in them, because then why would you hold on to them?
Then why are they the fallback
option?
You would trade
them if you didn't believe in them.
Well, they're going to be traded. You don't get that sense?
No, I get the sense that he wants sure things. I think he's tired of, and as Yankee fans are as well, of having maybe things. They want the sure thing. And as good as we might think Jason Dominguez is going to be, or Spencer Jones is going to be, you don't know. So they're not a sure thing. And so going into a season where the pressure to win a championship, get to and win a championship because of the aging of your superstars, Cole and Judge, you can't have a maybe. You got to have a sure thing. And so the sure things are exactly what you said. Kyle Tucker, Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, and Aaron Judge in the outfield. Or, you know, combination of those, or not all four, maybe all four. But
well, maybe, yeah, because it's sad. Right. But think about what he said, though. Like, I get what you're saying about right. The sure things, because you're right. You don't know what
and
the young players are going to be.
And I think they've tried this, and it's kind of bitten them a little bit. And I'm particularly talking about Anthony Volpe, right? The Volpe experiment was supposed to be, you know, we believe in him. We're going to trust him. And it wasn't all his fault because he was hurt so much this season, but he'd been
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Terry to trust.
No, he was disappointing.
It was disappointing. It wasn't good.
And Jason Dominguez, obviously to a far lesser extent because he didn't get the same opportunity.
Right.
He didn't play well last year.
No, he didn't.
There's a reason why he wasn't playing a lot down the stretch. Couldn't hit right-handed.
Right.
And he wasn't a good defender. But Brian Cashman, and this is what I really respect about him, whether you agree with him or not, he tells you the deal. He just laid out what the plan is.
Yeah.
David Stearns plays, you know, hide the, what's the phrase again?
Pickle.
Hide the pickle. He don't tell you. Brian Cashman.
I thought it was salami.
Is it salami?
Hide the salami?
Yeah, I think it is salami. I don't think it is hide the pickle. I think we're all wrong about
that.
When
we looked this up, it was hide the pickle.
Like, David Stearns will tell you in general what he wants to do. Like, hey, I want to have better defenders, blah, blah, blah. Brian Cashman said names. He said, so you've got Kyle Tucker and Cody Bellinger. Right. And by the way, talking about Kyle Tucker is fascinating to me. He's a free agent. He's not on his team. And Cashman will more liberally use the names of other free agents than any other general manager, including David Stearns. If you listen to David Stearns' press conference, I did. I counted the amount of times he used a player's name not on the New York Mets.
Right.
The answer is zero. Brian Cashman literally used everyone's name. He talked about Kyle Tucker. There were more clips in which he said, oh, yeah, I spoke to Casey Close. He represents, and then went through all his clients, which cracked me
right.
up.
By the way, Sean, you're right. It is hide the pickle. Hide the salami is intercourse.
Oh, nice.
What? Well, I'm not talking about hide the salami.
You know where my mind is.
Yeah, you're a dirty man. It's not just bad tiki, it's dirty tiki. But Cashman told you, look, it's either Tucker or Bellinger. If we don't match up with either one of them, then we would try to trade for an outfielder. Yep. And then
if that doesn't work.
And if that doesn't work, our backup plan is, I guess we'll let Dominguez and Spencer Jones compete for an outfield spot.
I mean, they still have to earn it. Let's be fair to the Yankees. Forget fair to the kids. Fair to the Yankees. If you're going to be an everyday player, you have to be good. And they don't know that yet. They haven't earned that yet. And so, I credit him for saying it like it is.
Oh, dude, he's the bluntest GM in New York sports. Right. It's not even close. Like, again, I know you don't like him, and that's fine. Yeah. This is not a defense of his moves. This is the reality that this guy literally just tells you the deal.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, I'm on the phone trying to make trades. Look, he also said that.
Right. He told us the deal, but I think he also told us exactly why so many Yankee fans feel, and we need to have an honest assessment of why he cannot be the general manager.
You don't agree with his plan is what you're saying.
It's not that I don't agree with his plan. I think his plan is trying to dip his toe into two different waters instead of just taking a straight-lined approach. Mm. Okay, listen to me. The last 2 years... If this is what Brian Cash wants to be in terms of, hey, I want just the veterans on this team, we have Aaron Judge, I am fine with that plan. But then act like that way the last 2 years. Don't be unwilling to trade Spencer Jones for 1 year of Tanner Scott when you're trying to win
Bro,
a World
come
Series.
On.
No,
that's
hold on, relief, let me finish.
That's a relief pitcher.
Evan, you're missing the point. They have hugged these guys and hugged these guys, but then when the payoff comes to trying to actually let them play, you say, well, he didn't play well this year. You know, Dominguez actually did play fine enough where he earned leadoff reps, and then the moment he got going a couple games in a row, the moment they would see, you know, whatever, a left-handed pitcher, he would get pulled back and he would get stunted again. Fine. They don't let these guys go out and play every day and actually give him an opportunity to earn it, which, again, I'm fine with. But then don't be so reluctant to trade them when you're trying to go all in on
that's
a year-by-year
basis.
That's
not the right trade, though.
Of course. Okay, you're bringing up one trade.
Tanner Scott, because that's the trade you just mentioned.
All right.
That's the trade that you know, oh, we could have gotten Tanner Scott if we gave up this player. That's far different. Right. And let's wait and see who these guys are traded for. It's not going to be for a relief pitcher. That's my prediction.
Last year, we heard that you would laugh at the idea of what Joe Ryan would have cost. Well, if he was costing these guys that you're refusing to play because you want Grisham, all my point is these prices sound so rich every year for these guys that you're trading, and you're not willing to trade these guys, but then the next year comes around and you want veterans to block them.
Mm-hmm.
So just pick a lane. Either trade the guys, churn out the prospects, and keep going with a veteran-laden team, and at least we're on the straight and narrow. Don't try to keep these guys, because you know why they want to keep them around? They want, like, the only reason Ben Rice plays last year is because at the beginning of the year, Giancarlo Stanton's hurt. He did kick the door down, but make no mistake, if Stanton wasn't hurt, Ben Rice wasn't playing on opening day from that point forward.
Yeah, but that's fine, though. He took advantage of his opportunity, so give him credit.
And if that's the only avenue these guys are going to have is an injury,
but that's the only avenue you are going to get from the Yankees. That's it, because they're trying to win a championship.
So
they're not trying
guys.
To develop a good farm system and, you know, gradually integrate these guys like the Baltimore Orioles or some of these other teams that have all these young prospects that play way too early and then they end up crapping out and having to go back down. That's not what the Yankees are going to do. They can't afford to miss on a prospect coming up. They're trying to win a championship. So I get why Brian Cashman is blunt and real about this.
Then I'm fine. Then don't be stingy when you're in those years and you feel like it's the moment and you can make a trade to swing. Then don't play it both ways. That's all I'm saying.
One last Brian Cashman clip, and tell me if you think he's pretending to be ignorant or truly doesn't know. Because sometimes this is a tricky game.
Right.
Like, radio hosts do this all the time. That's why I felt so bad yesterday when I called the warm-up show,
right,
the beginning show. I genuinely made a screw-up. I wasn't trying to, like, besmirch them by saying, I don't know their name. Like, that's an arrogant, douchey thing to do. It's not true. But sometimes, like, Bill Belichick will say, I was on the face space, and we're like, does he really not know it's Facebook or MySpace? So here's a clip of Brian Cashman saying something incorrect, and you tell me if he knows he's getting this incorrect.
You know, this is a meme about Brian Cashman's asleep on the job. He's not doing his job. I've seen that all over.
So he said because he's in a sleeping bag, this is going to become a meme. Mm. Does he know it's meme, or is he screwing with us?
I don't think he knows.
Hmm.
I think he's read it.
He's on Reddit?
No. He has read it.
Oh, I got you.
He has read it.
I got you.
And so
he does have Reddit.
And he doesn't know how to sit. He may have read it on Reddit.
Can you imagine Cashman just on Reddit yelling?
Yes, he's supporting Alex O'Hanneran. Who's
that?
He founded Reddit.
Oh, right.
I have no idea.
I thought he was
married to Serena Williams.
Oh, okay. I thought Brian Cashman's on the FAN Reddit page talking about how Sean Marsh is ruined WFAN.
I think he looked at it with his eyes and processed it into his brain, reading, and doesn't know how to say it.
So genuine.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think?
I think that he literally is like one of these old men that just says these things wrong.
Yeah, no, I think he knows. I think he's playing it. I think he's playing it up. He's pulling a Belichick.
No,
he knows it's a meme.
I don't know, man. And I still don't believe that Belichick knew half those things.
All right, let's get back here.
Our general manager for the first year called Bobby Okereke Okereke.
Okereke, right?
Who did that?
Joe Shane. That's true. He did.
He did that with us.
I remember that. I wanted to correct him, but I was like, I don't want to do that. Let him just screw up the guy's name.
I'm so glad you re-reminded. What are we doing keeping this guy around? He doesn't even know who he's signing.
Well, he knows who he's signing. He just didn't know the fellow's last name.
Did you sit in the room with him? Hey, I'm Joe Shane. Yes. Hi, I'm Bobby.
Bobby O. He maybe didn't
Bobby
say
O.
Would it bother you, like, if you were signing a contract somewhere and they called you, like, Takei or something? Would you be like, come on, dude.
If you don't know how to say T-I-K-I, you haven't never had a beverage. And if you've never had a beverage, I don't trust you.
Let's go to Jim in West Caldwell. Hey, Jim.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I'm a longtime Jets season ticket holder for over 30 years.
Oh, boy.
What I'm going to do on Sunday is I have a multi-view on my TV, so I watch the Jets game, the Giants game, and probably more importantly, the Red Zone, to see what those games are about. But more importantly, moving forward with the Jets draft picks, can we take a quarterback and a wide receiver in both the next two drafts? And more importantly, hire somebody from an offensive point of view, somebody like a Cliff Kingsbury or somebody that fits that bill. I'm tired of having the Jets have a head coach on a defensive side. Frankly, that hasn't worked all these years.
I get it. I get it, Jim.
If we're going to invest in quarterbacks, we got to have an offensive guy run the show for a while.
I understand the frustration because it is kind of nuts that the Jets franchise has gone nothing but defense outside of Adam Gase, which I don't count. Fart in the wind. He was the coffee boy for Peyton Manning. But they hired Aaron Glenn.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ready to fire him after 1 year. Like, I don't think that's a healthy, functioning organization. And I don't think as bad as this year has been, they're 2-8. I'm not trying to put lipstick on a pig. I don't think he's been bad enough to fire a guy after 1 year. So while I appreciate the sentiment of wanting an offensive mind, I think doing an about face after 1 year would be foolish. But in terms of, hey, let's take a quarterback every year, I don't think it's the worst strategy. They're loaded with draft picks, and instead of using one on a quarterback and then giving it 4 years like a president to see if it's right, and then, let's do it again, I don't think it's the craziest thing in the world to take multiple quarterbacks and continue to roll the dice until you get it right.
Unless you draft Jackson Dart.
Well, but we think we have a quarterback.
We do.
All right. I'm very convinced. And I want to feel that way, but I don't know for sure. I mean, we're how many games in his NFL career and he already has, unfortunately, concussion issues. So, like, I'd lean towards him being the guy, but I don't even know that for sure. Let's go to Jeff in Brooklyn. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
I had one quick point I wanted to make and then one main question. The quick point is, if Mike Tomlin becomes available, we don't got to worry about his traveling. I'll drive down to Pittsburgh to pick him up. Him roaming the sidelines would be sick. Also, I guess another small point, Cinco de Rookio is the greatest thing I've ever heard on this station.
Wow.
And then for the main the main point is, how much more would a court, let's say the Giants get the number one pick, even with their strength of schedule, though it's not likely, they end up with the number one pick. How much more would it cost them to trade the pick to a team like the Jets than versing trading it to the Browns? Because obviously the Giants would not want to give the Jets a franchise quarterback.
I got you. I misinterpreted what you said because I thought you meant the Jets get the number one pick. So the Giants get the number one pick.
Right. And how much is it going to cost the Browns to come up versus the Jets to come up?
Would you think that the Giants... See, I look at Giants-Jets, you tell me if I'm wrong, very differently than Mets-Yankees or even Knicks-Nets, and we saw a trade with Mikal Bridges.
It might not be that way, but I view it that way.
That there would be a Jet tax?
No, that there would not be.
So they would just take the highest bid?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because why do they care?
I don't know. Because they're in the same town? Because there's a risk that that guy becomes a superstar or better than Jackson Dart? They're embarrassed?
Even if, let's say it's Fernando Mendoza that the Jets want, We want to go number one. We want Mendoza. He's so different than Jackson Dart. It's not even a threat for the casual fan. It's just that he's a different personality.
No, he's very different, but what if he becomes better?
Who cares? That's not his fault.
I'm not saying it's his fault, but do you think that the Giants would deem that an embarrassment?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Here's all I know. This is all I know. I know for a fact, and I don't care what they say out of their ivory towers in Brooklyn, there was a Knicks tax. And by the way, I agree with it. Mm-hmm. I understand it. They needed to pay more to get Mikal Bridges because they were the Knicks. And I know that the Mets and Yankees never make trades, and if they did, there would be a Mets or a Yankee tax. So I think we know from the—and forget hockey. I mean, they're not—you know, they won't even look at each other, right?
Right.
The Jets and Giants thing is weird. Like, when the Jets traded Leonard Williams to the Giants, was there a Giant tax? I don't think there was.
Didn't feel like it.
I agree.
Nah, it felt like it was mutually beneficial.
That's why I agree with you. I don't think there's a tax. I'm wondering because he asked the question. Yeah. I think if the Giants have the number one overall pick and they are selling it off to the Cleveland Browns or the New York Jets, you guys, and I think you represent the Giants in this, would literally be debating which offer is better to the dot.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Also, let's take this back. Who's making the trade? The general manager. Let's just say it's Joe Shane. If Jackson Dart ends up flopping and Fernando Mendoza is a top five quarterback for the Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets, it's irrelevant. Joe Shane gets fired no matter what as a result of that move. You know what I mean?
I don't think this is a Joe Shane thing. I think this is an ownership thing.
You think they'd have to step in and go, hold on.
Yes, I think the Met Yankee thing is all about ownership. I think that they could say whatever they want. The Nets Knicks thing was all about ownership. So I think it comes down to, would John Mara say, oh, it's the Jets, I need more? And right. My gut would be no. My gut would be just get me the best offer.
Yeah. I think it's going to come down to the best offer if they want to move out of the pick. Now, we don't know what the picks are going to look like. They could keep it and not take a quarterback.
They could.
So
they could do numerous things. They could.
You can take whoever you want.
They could take whoever they want, a non-quarterback. They could trade it, or they could take a quarterback and trade Jackson Dart. Which
I don't think so.
I'm not saying it's likely, but just know I was the first person to put it on the table to you guys. Right. And Tiki was the first person to slightly open the door slightly by saying, if Jackson Dart suffers another concussion, I'd have to consider it. Just keep that in mind. These two on the other side have not opened the door at all.
Do what?
You're going to open the door?
I'm going to open the door. Only
just open it small. It's just small. It's tiny. Just the tip, bro. Just the tip.
Only because I'm in the art of getting something right, and I just want to know. I've had a bad 2 days of getting stuff wrong, and I want to raise my hand and admit that. I'm fairly certain I'm the one that opened the door with the concussion. It was Tiki that said if Mendoza goes and beats Ohio State in the national championship game, maybe he'd consider it.
Well, that's a joke.
I know, but I think I was the concussion guy.
Wait, so you're saying Tiki never opened the door? I'm misremembering?
I don't remember.
I think I opened the door.
Well, here's the beautiful part. During our next very short commercial break, I'm going to go.
I'm so scared of being wrong, though.
I'm going to go to the Evan and Tiki podcast. It's a great feature where there's a transcript and you can search words.
Yeah, you don't have to listen.
I don't have to listen.
You just read it.
I could just search words. So if you just like when Tiki uses a bad word, just search the bad word. Boom, you get to hear it. So I'll be able to give you that answer in just a few minutes. I look forward to it. Let's go to Steve in Bayside. Hey, Steve.
Hey. You know, the Yankees have been burned on some of the position players, but they've got pitchers coming out of their ears right now.
Yeah.
If you look at, I hear people saying the Yankees need a starting pitcher. Maybe, I mean, you know, if you want to sign another Ryan Yarbrough for a little depth, maybe they'll throw a couple of $1 million at somebody.
They did.
But I don't see them. Yeah, well, exactly. No,
you mean another one. I got you.
Yeah, but I don't see them spending real money on a pitcher this offseason. Look at who they have lined up. You've got Fried, Schlittler, Warren, and Hill penciled in for next year. You have Rodon coming back in May. You have Cole coming back in June. Don't forget Clark Schmidt. He is supposed to come back around August or so.
Yep.
And then I'm listening to Brian Cashman do his postseason stuff, and he's touting that he's got three guys on the come: Ben Hess, Legrandier, a big tall lefty that throws 100, and Elmer Rodriguez, the guy that came from the Red Sox. So the Yankees have 10 options in the starting rotation at some point next year. I don't see them spending big money on another starting
pitcher. I don't
pitcher.
Think they yeah. will either. I think the one possibility, because keep this in mind, and he touched on a few of the names like Elmer Rodriguez and Bryce Cunningham and Ben Hess. 9 of their top 11 prospects are pitchers. Mm. Or I think it's 8 of 11, just to be completely accurate about it. So their system is loaded with potential. And that's yeah. the key word. It's potential. Doesn't mean they're going to turn anything to great. But right. as we saw last year with Cam Schlittler, they certainly can. Here's where I think the Yankees are players for a starting pitcher. And I am surmising a big starting pitcher. I think they're in on Tarik Skubal. I do. I think they're trying to win a championship.
There's only 2 of those.
The big starting pitcher vibe. Yeah, no, yeah. I disagree. I think Freddy Peralta, they'd be in on too. I think that if they could get a Freddy Peralta, who would be a rental, and I don't know if Skubal would be a rental, would they attempt to re-sign him? Probably. I know they have a lot of arms under long control like Max Fried and Carlos Rodon and Gerrit Cole. But that's the kind of move I could see the Yankees making, not because they need it, Tiki, but because if a guy like that becomes available, how do you not try? So it's not they need Tarik Skubal. It's Tarik Skubal's available. Why wouldn't we try to get him, especially with so many major league ready pitchers that could appeal to the Detroit Tigers?
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Especially if it happens midseason and you feel like this is the season.
You go for it.
100%.
You go for it. You I say, why not? I got an email at the Rico B email account. It was non-Mets related, but it was interesting. The guy said he thinks the Pirates should trade for Tarik Skubal. And I let it marinate for a second. I was like, what? And I read the rest of his email, and he's like, look, they got to win because they know Skeens is gone in 4 years. So why not take this system, trade for Skubal?
Okay, do you think that they would butt heads?
Would who butt heads?
As aces.
No. Nah, it's only 1 year, bro, because Skubal's gone after 1 year. It's a pure rental. Go out and sign a bunch of one-year deals. You never know about what the new CBA is going to look like. And go for it with the 2 best pitchers in baseball. And I thought about it more, and I was like, dude is spot on. Why not? Why the hell not? And then maybe Tarik Skubal falls in love with Pittsburgh. I'm just kidding. That couldn't happen. I mean, he could fall in love with Pittsburgh, but he wouldn't stay. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing about downloading the Evan and Tiki podcast is I did go through a transcript from what was said yesterday. And I was asking the Giant fans, what would it take for you to consider moving on from Jackson Dart and using your top pick to draft a quarterback? And Tiki Barber is quoted as saying, if he beats Ohio State, Fernando Mendoza, that is, in the Big Ten championship. And I said, so that means you'll trade Dart and draft Mendoza? And Tiki said, I'll think about it. Though you were being sarcastic.
Of course I was.
Sean Morash, on the other hand, says, I'll think about it if Jackson Dart leaves with a concussion this week. Now, he didn't leave with a concussion this week, but he's still in concussion protocol.
Yes.
So that doesn't count necessarily as Sean considering, wow, I may have to actually draft a quarterback and trade Jackson Dart.
There's a big difference between one concussion and 2 concussions succinctly.
I want to make this clear. I wouldn't, by the way, do such a thing. Yeah. I believe in Jackson Dart. Where I think we need to be open-minded is we need to be open-minded, is my point. Like, he hasn't played that many games in the NFL. He does have this issue as of right now. And we are watching college quarterbacks. And if you happen to pick number one, it's a decision. Doesn't mean you have to trade him. It just means I think we should be open and honest and talk about it. I don't think anything should be off the table when you suck. I've said that about the Mets who didn't suck. They just missed the playoffs. I said, I'm open to everything. Doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I'll give you my opinion, like the whole trading Brandon Nimmo thing. But I have no issue with David Stern saying, hey, everything's on the table. And I would feel the same way about the Giants and the Jets. Everything's on the table. And I think we saw the Jets do that a few weeks when they traded Sauce Gardner and Quinnen Williams.
I don't know about Jackson Dart, though. I don't know if he's on the table.
I got you. I'm just saying I'd be open-minded.
That just seems like you'd be not only getting rid of a good player, but a guy who just easily translates into Giant culture, like the fan culture.
I got you.
Guys already, teams, players, they already love him.
There's only one person you can't trade on the New York Giants we all agree with, and we'll say his name at the same time. 1, 2, 3.
Cam Scataboo.
Wait, who didn't say Cam Scataboo?
Me.
Who'd you say?
Jackson Dart.
Ah, come on. It's Cam Scataboo. It's Cam Scataboo's world. We're just living in it.
Yes.
Come on, man. Even Tiki knows. Hey, FanDuel Friday is turning it up with NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30 Eastern, FanDuel's dropping limited time specials to get you in the zone. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all designed to bring that Friday energy. This isn't just another promo. It's your weekly pregame NBA Happy Hour. Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, only on FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NBA. Go to FanDuel.com/Evan and grab your reward before the clock expires. FanDuel.com/Evan. I love the app, man. It's safe and secure, and when you win, you get paid fast. FanDuel Sportsbook, the official sportsbook of WFAN. 21 and over, physically present in New York, opt-in required. Rewards are non-withdrawable. Restrictions apply, including bonus and token expiration, leg requirements, and max wager amounts. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. For help with a gambling problem, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. We'll get to Adam Ottavino's comments in 5 minutes, but let's get back to some of your phone calls, including Mike in Madison, New Jersey. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys, how are you? First off, I just want to say, Deke, you're an awesome player, and you belong in the Hall of Fame, and you're one of my favorite players of all time.
I appreciate you, dude.
Hey, but I wanted to say is, Evan, I don't know why you always underplay the Jets-Giants rivalry. I know in the last 10 years both teams haven't been that great.
Yeah.
But I would think if the Giants and Jets were to ever trade, because there hasn't been many of them, like what, Jumbo Elliott might be the last one. But
Leonard Williams.
I think
Leonard
Williams, you're right. You're right. Leonard
was
Williams.
Jumbo, Leonard was Jumbo a trade, Mike, or was that free agency? I don't remember because it was before
my time.
I might have
been free agency, and I think Leonard Marshall was too.
Right.
And before that, Dave Jennings, the punter. But what I'm saying is I think there would be some kind of tax because, you know, I know both teams haven't been good in the last 10 years or so, but if both teams were good right now, let's say, I think the Giants would still be a little like, hey, no disrespect, but New York still kind of always will be a little more of a giant town. And I'm not disrespecting the Jets, but I feel like it's the same way with the Yankees and the Knicks. Everybody can be good, but those older teams with the history and the championships, they always want to kind of keep the other teams down. You know?
No, but I think, to be fair, Mike, and this is the way I would look at this, the trade matters.
Yeah.
What's the trade look like? So in the case of, we'll use the recent ones, let's go Bridges to the Knicks. The Knicks weren't going to impose any tax on the Nets. They wanted the player.
Mm-hmm.
So for them, it was, we just want the player. Yeah. We don't give a damn that we're making the trade with the Nets. The Nets, as getting all the draft picks, were probably like, hey, we're going to suck for a while. We're giving you the player. Right. We want the tax.
Yeah, and if you're good, then this draft pick is not going to be great.
In the case of Leonard Williams, in which I don't think there was a tax, again, it would be the Jets asking for the tax because they're giving the player to you. If you're the Giants and you like the player, why do you care what pick you're giving back? So I think it matters, like, who is almost the muscle in the trade, like who's getting the player in the trade. And then the team who's getting the player doesn't care. The team that's getting the assets probably would care a little bit more.
We need to wipe the Leonard Williams one off and compare, because it wouldn't even be the same stratosphere. I was reminded in the break, that trade was even more unique because they probably weren't getting a lot of suitors with Leonard Williams pending free agency coming up and the Giants being a team that was not in buy mode as a contender at the time.
So there were no other suitors is what you're saying?
Pretty much, yes.
So we don't know the answer.
We don't know the answer, but in other words, remember, the Giants weren't trading for him to help them make the playoffs that year. They were basically done, and it was a, we want to get the guy in our building kind of trade. It was a really unique situation that there wouldn't be a tax on it.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's what, and it's kind of what Seattle did when they traded for Leonard Williams.
Ironically enough, yes.
Because they traded for him so they could get him and then sign him. They didn't, it was just easier for him to be there and then potentially sign a new contract before hitting free agency than waiting till free agency and he goes and visits everybody else.
Right.
Because I remember the Giants traded him. We ended up having Seattle game that next week. He signed the deal before the game. So it was beneficial for Seattle from a contract.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Track situation.
The Giants and Jets made draft pick trades back in 2022, in which the Giants traded the 36th overall pick to the Jets for 38 and 146.
Wow.
So
in 2022?
Yeah, which none of us remember.
No.
do you remember it?
So I don't at all.
I'm trying to think of what that would be. That would have been the one they traded back in the Wandell Robinson situation. Who'd the Jets take?
But I think that's also like different when you're talking about, you know, we're talking about the number one overall pick.
Yeah, it's not a premium pick. It's just we think we can get this guy later, so let's move back and we can help you. And then it is a quid pro quo.
Here's what this all comes down to. And I really believe this with all of these teams. It is all about ownership and how they view things. Mm-hmm. So I remember hearing a story that the Mets and Yankees agreed to a Jay Bruce trade, and it was done.
Right.
And again, the Yankees were the team getting the player. The Mets were getting prospects. And it got vetoed by Jeff Wilpon, who said, no, I don't want Jay Bruce going to the Yankees. We have the Subway Series next week. I don't want it. It came from ownership.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in a case like this, you got to ask yourself, does Woody Johnson care about making a trade with the Giants? And does John Mara care about making a trade with the Jets? That's really what it comes down to. And I would assume that at this point, they're just looking at, does the deal benefit us?
I know.
I mean, they're not in any position of strength right now.
Right. Let's not overthink this.
Let's go to Adam and Mamaroneck. What's up, Adam?
Hey, guys. Hey, Ev, congratulations on being early on the James Garfield train. I never gave him two thoughts, and then I saw this Death by Lightning thing.
James Garfield is one of the most underrated potential in American history, and I'm glad people are enjoying that doc because it's awesome, or that movie.
It's awesome. Anyway, so yeah, congrats on that. But
thank you.
A vote of confidence for Aaron Glenn. I know it hasn't looked great, and besides, like a couple times where his body language was terrible on the sideline, and the look on his face was just like blank. I think he's holding these guys accountable. I think he's, you know, he's got the locker room. You know, I hope we just stick with him, even if he has a bad year next year. I'm tired of doing the same old thing, and that's it. I think
you know what else, Adam, to back up your point. And who would want the Jet job if they fired a head coach and GM after 1 year?
Yeah.
Who'd want that job?
Yeah, think about how unstable the last two seasons would have been because you had a 2-3 record. You fired your head coach before you played a game where you probably could have gotten first place in the division, and then you stunk, and then you fired him, everybody, and then you brought this guy in, and you fired everybody.
Yeah, it just
doesn't make any sense to move on from Aaron.
It's not a healthy, functioning organization.
No, it's hard to do it after 2 years, like the Giants were doing every couple of seasons. To do it after one makes no sense.
You have to be a special kind of bad to be fired after one, and while they're bad, they're not a special kind of bad.
No.
WFN NFL Football is powered by Verizon. I want to play something for you. I listened to Adam Bonavino's, it's not even a podcast, a YouTube show, Coffee and Baseball, or Baseball and Coffee, and I found it interesting. He went through the entire National League East, was going through the baseball savant pages of all the teams and giving his opinions on what each team should do.
Okay.
Very geeky, I must say. But I enjoyed it. And then he got emotional to the point where I thought he was going to cry.
Because
he was
emotional?
Emotional. Because he started talking about Carlos Mendoza and started talking about all the injuries the Mets had to pitchers. And they did have a lot of injuries, some of which you almost forget about because I hate to say this, a lot of the pitchers are deemed irrelevant in Met fans' minds.
Right.
But they had more guys need Tommy John surgery this year than any other team in baseball. So the facts back it up. Here's Carlos Mendoza, or here's Adam Ottavino blaming Carlos Mendoza for the Met injuries. Take a listen.
The manager, I think he's a really good under-distress manager. I think he has no idea what he's doing when it comes to bullpen guys and how to keep them healthy or even really how to care about them at all. There's no communication there. There's no feel there. There's no bedside manner when guys get hurt. I'm going to stop there before I get too fired up, but honestly, they could do so much better than this, and they need to do better. So I'm not going to sugarcoat that too much. They cannot be injuring this many pitchers, especially relief pitchers. There's no excuse for it. Spread it around a little bit in the first half, and then maybe you won't blow through all your guys and have a total nosedive in the second half where nobody can get any outs, and you're relying on a whole bunch of pitchers that you didn't want on the staff in the first place. So don't get me started. I guess I already started.
Is he doing that by himself?
Yes. It was all by himself.
That's pretty impressive.
No, it was, but you could hear emotional, right?
Yeah, of course.
I thought he was going to cry.
It's almost like he's getting the intel from those pitchers.
He was there. He was there a year before.
I know, but he wasn't there last year.
No, but I think he probably felt like that was happening a year earlier. And I think I can diagnose this. Mm. I think I have a really good answer to explain if Adam Ottavino is right or not, as the geek who watches every Met game. So just to prove how geeky I was, for the first 2.5 months of the season, and I would bring this up on the Rico every time, not here because you would be bored, I was marveling how Mendoza never used his high-leverage relievers more than twice in a row. It was incredible.
This was his first year?
No, this year.
This year.
Yes. April, May. Like, Edwin Diaz, he may use him back-to-back games, never three in a row. And so Yankee fans know about this because on the YES Network, they do that thing called like bullpen management or bullpen.
Yeah, it's a chart.
What's that graphic called?
The bullpen usage rate.
Yeah, so it shows you amount of pitches and when guys have been used. And so I was doing it with the Mets, and I was absolutely impressed with the way Mendy kept his high-leverage relievers from being used over and over again. So you hear that and say, all right, Ev, so Ottavino's got it the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite. Because what Mendy did, and I supported it, and I'm a heartless bastard, is the guys they would call up from AAA on the Syracuse shuttle, I didn't give a damn. Mm. Let him throw 50 pitches.
Right.
Let him pitch the next day. I didn't care. And I know that's heartless, but I'm being honest with you.
Huh.
So I think his criticism is fair the guys that they don't really put a lot of stock in.
Let me ask, because I have no idea
about
other organizations. Do other managers do this same way? Is this common practice, like best practices across Major League Baseball?
You want me to make an accusation without the facts? I'll do it. Yes.
Huh.
Because let's just do a little business. If you've invested $9 million a year in a relief pitcher or $20 million a year in a relief pitcher, hello, mm-hmm. Edwin Diaz, and they're really good, you're going to protect them. It's a big investment.
Right.
If you've got a guy coming up on the what I like to call the Syracuse shuttle who you may DFA in a week and you pay him nothing, do you care?
Mm.
Are you protecting them? The answer is no.
Probably no.
So yeah. Adam Ottavino is kind of right. Like, I don't think he, and by the way, he has every right as a pitcher to look at guys like Max Kranick and say, and Drew Smith, and say, yo, I do care about them. And we should. They're human beings. They're not going to live in mansions the rest of their lives the right. way some high-level relievers are. So I admit, I raise my hand and say I was guilty of this because I was looking at it as a baseball fan saying, well, I don't care about you. You're not going to be on the team. Let him throw a million pitches. Send him down to AAA. I don't care. DFA him. And that's heartless on my end.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest. And it does feel like teams, not just Carlos Mendoza and David Stearns, but it does feel like teams. Don't you feel that way, Sean, with the Yankees?
Yeah.
We're going to protect our big relievers.
Yeah.
But these schmuckies we never heard of go pitch 3 days in a row. What do I care?
Yeah, and then you see them get come up and down four times. Later.
And then they need Tommy John surgery.
Yeah.
Look at the guys who got hurt on the Mets. A lot of them were those kinds of guys. They abused Max Kranich. And I hate to say it because I liked Max. And I do like Max. I have nothing personal against these guys. I'm almost going to reevaluate how I talk about it. Because I kind of feel bad. You as an athlete probably should be disgusted by this.
Yeah, I mean, not really.
Really?
No.
You're heartless.
I'm not. It's not that I'm heartless. But I think certain players know their roles. And it's there's a ceiling that you have. And sometimes, occasionally, a guy will break through a ceiling and turn out to be a very good player. But if, for the most part, you know what your role is. So you play your role.
I think you just said, and you quoted one of the great philosophers of all time. His name is Dwayne Johnson. When he used to say, know your role and shut your mouth. If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
I hear you.
Okay.
Rock.
I do have one other clip. I have a few other clips of Ottavino, but there's one I specifically want to play for you because you're going to want to spike the football in my face.
Mm-mm.
Adam Ottavino was asked in this live chat that he did about Jacob deGrom and the idea that Jacob deGrom is telling people he'll waive his no-trade clause to come back to the New York Mets. Here's what Adam Ottavino said.
There's no way Jake said he would waive his no-trade clause for the Mets.
Mm.
I'm going to pump the brakes on that right now. Jake's not coming back to the Mets. Sorry, guys. He never really wanted to be here in the first place.
Aha!
He enjoyed it while he was here, and he learned to like it, but he's just not a New York person. Mm. Ultimately, Jake wants a place where there's no attention. So I'd be stunned if he came back to the Mets. And you guys can make fun of me if I'm wrong.
I will. I'll come to your house and laugh at you.
I remember at the time saying this was a masterclass by the Mets because you had to give the indication that you really wanted him to come back, that he was your guy, as good as he was, fan favorite. You don't want the fan base revolting because you're like, yeah, good riddance. But they acted as if they were trying to re-sign him and then let him go do what he wanted to do anyways, which was leave. It was perfectly executed.
I choose not to believe Adam Ottavino.
Okay.
That's just me.
But you're going to believe him about the relievers and everything?
Well, I believe myself. Mm. No, I used him as a guide, and then I thought about it last night and gave it thought and thought about what I had said on that Rico Bronya every other day. And I remember waxing poetic about Mendy's bullpen usage of the guys I cared about.
Right.
And I don't know. I mean, maybe I shouldn't care. Maybe I should look at every pitcher I don't care about as a piece of meat. But I get his perspective defending the players. Oh, one other thing.
Oh, he has to, by the way.
You want to hear Brandon Nimmo? And tell me if you think Brandon Nimmo is a sensitive bleep or... You get it.
This is Ottavino.
This is Adam Ottavino telling us a story about how sensitive Brandon Nimmo can be about criticism. And it was all related to the idea that the Mets would ask him to waive his no-trade clause and be traded.
Yep.
Because Adam's point is he loves the Mets. He'd almost be offended if the Mets went to him about that. But I'll play that for you in a little bit. All right?
Okay.
Take a break. Just a little clear your mind a little bit. We'll get back to your calls in a bit. You'll hear that. And I'll tell you why. I have one thing I am passionately rooting for in the NFL for the final 8 weeks of the season. And it may surprise you, but it makes a lot of sense.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
those.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.